Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in the living color on your radio dial here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country, where we are live now, but we have a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and also we have these shows streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site, so you have multiple opportunities to listen to us, and if you hear one you really like, write down the date, because I think it's the way we've got them listed there on the Del Hall Horizon site is by the date of the show. But once again, we'd like to thank everyone for allowing us to come into their homes this morning, and you can kind of sit back and relax and have that third or fourth cup of coffee. I'm sure breakfast is already finished by this time for most folks, and we really enjoy this. Got a couple of special guests this morning, beginning with, we actually got some one new old business to talk about a little bit, and then we have Miss Pam Goad coming in a little bit later talking about a business that she and her have got started here. So we've got quite a few new folk merchandising here in Salina now, and I know we've got an event coming up this weekend, and I know Pam is part of that, so we'll be talking about that. And let's see what else we've got. Our football team going to South Pittsburgh this weekend, all the way up in East Tennessee, and those folks have been a thorn in our side forever and trying to get by them to get on to the next round of the football playoffs. That's coming up tomorrow night up there. Those things are all 7 o'clock local time, and I'm sure we'll have quite a few people making that trip up. But like I said, and we've got a bunch of activities coming up here in and around the square here in Salina now up through Christmas. So we'll be trying to keep everyone updated on that. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We're going to come back. And I have Miss Lisa Copas here with me this morning. And she's sitting over. She's just all nervous, she says. But we're going to have a little conversation about a business that closed for a little while, reopened under a new ownership, and kind of talk about that a little bit. Let her introduce herself to the folks here. Sometimes you don't really need introducing to a lot of folks, because she's been here for a long time in the food business and some other things here in Clay County. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess we'll start this off and let Lisa just kind of introduce herself to the folks here. I'm sure a lot of folks know who she is, was, and what she's done for a number of years. But like I said, she has started a new project. But first off, Lisa, just tell the folks a little bit about yourself. Give us a complete family history here.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Lisa Copas. From the West End, my father and mother was Charles and Joanne Copas. My mother was quite the cook herself. Being in Salina now, going on about 9 years cooking, off and on with the community here. Just enjoy cooking.
Did you go to high school at Hermby Springs?
I went to the fifth grade in Hermby Springs, and we moved to Gallatin, and I finished high school in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Okay. Yes. So I don't know. That's probably before the time when technology was down there in and out of the classrooms all the time.
Yes.
Now, and I know you have connections here with the Pleas Copas family. I know everyone knows Mr. Pleas, who had the body shop, and he was quite a representative citizen for that area for many, many years, I think, served in some different offices. And
yes, he was. He was. He was, like you said, quite the man in everything he did. Yeah.
Okay, now let's just talk about that a little bit. Fifth grade, you leave Hermitage Springs School, which probably had, 12 or 15 students in that grade there, or maybe sometimes 20.
Not 20, yeah.
And you moved to Gallatin.
Yes, sir.
Was that kind of a culture shock for you?
Very much so.
I know you probably got just a little bit of memory of that the first time you walked in that classroom. This is the first time I've had someone that actually did that here. Tell us what that was like.
Like you said, it was kind of a culture shock. It was a lot different. It was a bigger city, from little old Hermitage Springs. But it don't take long to adapt when you're, times changing so fast, but yeah, it was a lot different.
And I'm sure there was probably maybe a couple, three sixth grade classes down there.
Oh, yeah, multiple schools, like two junior highs, several elementary schools, of course, then everybody went one high school. But yeah, it was a lot bigger.
Okay, and I know just kind of leading to your life back here in Clay County. How long have you been back here in Clay County?
We moved back to LaFette in 93, which my father was a carpet installer, and that led us back to LaFette. The work did. So, and then as time went and he retired, we kind of come back to our roots in Clay County. Yeah.
So, and you've been here in Clay County now for a pretty good little while.
Yes.
And your background here, if you want to start with Galton, what you did down there?
Basically just got my education there, and then, done the teenager stuff in Galton, and then went on to help my dad installing carpet back in LaFette. Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was to me then. I admired everything he did. And wanted to be just like him, you know. So I was kind of more of a tomboy.
Okay, and now when you made it back to Clay County, and I know your work history here in the county, fill the folks in on that just
okay.
a little bit.
Okay, well, when I got back to Salina, I went to work for Ollie and Janie Page. I worked with them for probably 8 years. Then I went on to manage Doris's Diner for a little while. Then I went up on the quarry for Tom Weir, and we just finished that season up there, and the opportunity, you know, came to me to start this new diner, and basically, so I love cooking. I've been cooking for everyone for a while now.
Okay, now, that was kind of a change for you, I guess, because you went from being food preparation, waiting tables,
yes.
all the various things, and now you picked up, you're still doing that, I know, as most folks are that have a small business here in Salina, you're still doing all that, but now you're responsible for ordering all the vittles up.
Exactly, and like you said, that is a bigger challenge, and I love it, you know.
Okay, so, and, you know, and there's an LNS.
LNS.
Then the S is, I guess, your partner in
it. Yes, my partner in it, Stanley Ferguson. We've saved and saved, and, you know, we've talked about this for a long time, and just didn't think the opportunity was going to come that fast as it did. But we seen the opportunity, and we took it.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to take a little short break. I know Lisa, she can't stay with me very long because she's got chicken in the pot and out there getting ready for Friday Chicken Day out at the diner. But we'll be right back in a few minutes, and that she's going to tell us about the business out there and some of the changes. I know folks have been familiar with Doris's Diner from all the way back from the time that it was started with, I think, Mr. McNamara is part of that. And
yes.
It's been a historic place here for a long, long time. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone, once again. We really like to thank everyone for listening. I want to remind everyone that we do have a quite lengthy birthday list today, since we missed our show last week. And, of course, I apologize for that, but we had a little bit of a sickness problem in the family. We had to make an emergency run to get my nephew down to a specialist for a day or two. But everything's great with him, but we're glad to be back, and we appreciate folks being patient with us. Sometimes when that happens, when you've got a big time operation like we've got here, and all the folks, or even just call them and just cover everything, sometimes it don't work out that way. But I know we appreciate everyone that listens, and we hope that even if we're not here, and sometimes we'll play a repeat, sometimes I know we'll maybe put a couple of Cherokee Upton songs on there. We've got lots of things we can do here. And we've got, like I said, lots of things coming up, and we've got some special announcements to make about our Rolly Hole Marble Museum, and we'll be, you know, doing all that. And like I said, there's lots of stuff going on between now and Christmas, the Christmas parade coming up. So, and then Pam's going to come in, and she's kind of one of the persons that work on that. So she's going to be telling us quite a bit about that here in a few minutes. But right now, Lisa, let's talk about kind of what you walked into. And I know, of course, the business closed down over there for a little while.
Where I worked there before, I knew the diner had such great potential and such a great spot with what I've seen. And like I said, I just knew that it had great potential, and I believed in the diner. And just getting it back open and seeing people's smiling faces and seeing them enjoy coming out eating and having conversation across the diner with their other customers, you just get a feeling inside that when you see people.
So are you still set up in the same way you were, where you have the food the tray up front? And
yes, we have a lunch buffet up at front. It's ready every day by 10:30. We're still serving the same old. We're doing fresh hamburger meat. We're hand breading our chicken sandwiches and our chicken tenders. Basically trying to keep it the same.
Okay. Your hours, I know you're open early in the morning.
Yes, we open at 5 a.m. and through the winter months, I'm thinking Monday through Thursday we'll be closing at 7 through the winter. And then on Friday night and Saturday nights, we will go to 8. And then on Sundays, it'll be 5 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And Friday night special still?
Is all you can, and I've also extended.
That's the fish night, isn't it?
Yes.
Friday night. And today at lunch is
Fried
Chicken Day, which is one of the big days, and everybody goes out to get their fried chicken.
And Thomas, I've also extended that all you can catfish to Saturday night, too. That way no one gets in a rush, and they still get to enjoy the all you can on Saturdays also.
Okay, do you have a veteran cook there, or are you kind of in charge of that too? Or
I'm kind of in charge of that too, trying to get everybody trained right now, and it takes some time, but it's going pretty well.
Okay, now on normal day, how many folks do you employ in there?
It's kind of a skeleton crew right now. Usually about four.
So you have got four that you can kind of depend on me every day. I mean, you know, that's kind of how things are.
It is.
And I'm sure that you have some others that are there, you know, part of the time. And your menu, your evening menu, you still have, I'm sure, steak, chicken, and probably serve country ham all day.
Yes, country ham, grilled tenderloin, you know, our chicken sandwiches. We got a Del Hollow burger. We got a Bulldog burger. Just trying to support our community.
And we're thinking about another burger that we talked about.
Yes,
that is the small burger, fries, and skis being added to the menu.
Exactly.
Which kind of goes along with our sign we've got here for the Dumas Walker.
Yes.
Legendary man here in Clay County. So, yeah, we have lots of folks that come through that know. I know we have a lot of folks that come through here to get on the Music City Trail.
Yes.
And we you know, we have thousands of people that come through this town in days a lot of times, and we just got to get them to stop and spend a little money with us.
Yes.
And, got to get their attention. And
make them happy that they stopped.
Right. And they'll stop the next time.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, I'm going to let you get back to work, and I appreciate you coming down. And we're going to be talking about stuff a little bit later on, too. And best of luck, and hopefully everybody gets hungry every day and comes by there.
Yes.
I know we have two or three real good eating places here, so there's variety. Eat breakfast with her, go up to Ollie's and have you some lunch, or
exactly,
or you know, come down and have a good donut, or just lots of opportunities.
Yes, support all of our small businesses and local businesses. Every place has something special in their own place that they serve up good. Everybody can come on down and see us, you know, and we hope that we can make your visit very pleasant, and hope that we can make you come back.
So you can start your day off with a smile there, or you can finish your day there. You can have breakfast, or you can have dinner.
Yes.
And in between. All right. Thanks a whole lot for being with us. Now get back to work.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and read I've got quite a lengthy birthday list today, and I'll read that, and we'll take a little break, come back, and Miss Pam Goad is here. We're going to let her talk about her new business, plus a lot of the activities that are going to be going on between now and Christmas. But celebrating birthdays here in the last period of time since we've done this, we have Miss Brenda Kirby celebrate the birthday. Beasley celebrating the birthday. Sandra Dubow. And the next one is one of my former students many, many years ago that actually lives over Monroe. We're not going to give her a prize, but Miss Sandy Burris. And also Grant Strong celebrating the birthday. Junior Buford. Marlene Roden celebrating a birthday. Suzanne Roberts. Beverly Stewart. Celebrating a birthday. Brock Browning celebrated a birthday. Martha Lou Copus, Cameron Collins, Mr. Ricky Hale Jr., and an anniversary for David and Sherry Pitcock. So we had quite a lengthy list this morning. We'd like to wish all those folks happy birthday, happy anniversary, and hope they have many, many more. And then here at the end of the show, we'll be using our selection system to choose someone to win one of our tremendous birthday prizes from over at the Chamber. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, we are back, and I have Ms. Pam Goad here with me this morning, and we've got a couple of things to talk to her about. I know she is just she's a long time business person here with the Goat Heating and Cooling with her husband Charlie, who has they've been in business with that for a long time, and
26 years
with that. But now she has just recently decided that she's going to branch out next door, I believe. Tell us a little bit about that before we get into some of kind of the other things that are going on here in Salina.
Okay, well, we have acquired the building next door to the heating and cooling, and we have put in a gift shop consisting of gifts, home decor. We're gearing toward a lot of the lake business, trying to get personalized signs for our lake.
And the name of your business is
Lake Town Living, because, you know, Salina, we're a little lake town right on Del Hala Lake. And so I was trying to aim things toward that because, you know, I've heard people over the years, where can we get something that says Del Hala Lake, or where can we find something that says Salina, Tennessee? So I was trying to accommodate them for that and have things in there, as well as for the locals that that they like it too. They would be like stuff that have to also have some t-shirts and just small home decor and gifts for people.
Okay, so, you know, I guess we are kind of here in the Salina turning into I guess more of a dual merchants here in the Salina, especially downtown, and that is kind of a boutique
right.
type thing here.
Correct.
I know we have a number of stores that have various things in them, and we'll talk a little about some of those here in a few minutes. But, you know, kind of, do you have anything special inside the store people might want to come look at?
Well, one of the things that I like is I have the Tennessee roasted coffees, the ground and coffees that you can come and get. Also have some dip mixes for the holiday season coming up right now. I have put some Christmas decor in there too. But like I said, my main focus really is I'm trying to get things that are personal to this area, such as the Del Hala Lake in Salina, Tennessee home decor. I have people coming in and asking for it. You know, that's something I'm really selling right now.
You know, something that I don't know, something else, you know, that we, for a number of years, and that was our Willie McLaren and his homemade oak basket. And I'm wondering, if that's something you might be looking at, maybe to work you up a deal maybe with Barbara or something where she would leave, on consignment some of her baskets here for folks.
We're new and we're pretty much open.
Yeah, it's just something I just said you're thinking, I know that that's something that...
That's personal to the area, too. That's
And, of course, with, the various celebrations that we have, and I know there's thousands, like Lisa and I were talking earlier, thousands and thousands of vehicles that come through here on a regular basis, and if we could just get each car that comes through the stop spend $5.
Exactly.
It would be amazing what we have. But so many of them, you do need something that catches people's eyes when they come through, a sign. Excuse me. And I know, we have, like Ollie in his restaurant up there, he's got his big elephant out front.
Right.
And if you've heard him tell the story about how the salesman came by and tried to sell him the elephant, and they told him he was crazy, that didn't need no elephant sticking out in front of their restaurant here. But, if you've got something that kind of catches people's eyes, when you get your reputation that Dale Holler, that Lake Living has this, and if you want this, I know, and you have something special inside your store, though.
Well, as far as the elephant and all that, I have and my husband made it, my checkout counter is like a VW bus front. And he put headlights in it and had that light up. And, I have that as far as,
something that
I hope would trigger a memory to come back and see what else I had.
And, what let's kind of go through, I know you said you have various things. You want to go through some of the range of products that you do have there?
Well, currently we are carrying the Richardson's hats for the men that like to wear them. We have a variety of T-shirts, a little bit of everyone. We have some Tennessee shirts. We have some fishermen's T-shirts and some Christmas T-shirts. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we have Tennessee roasted coffees.
Are those from here in?
They are from Greenbrier, but they are a native to Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah, it is a Tennessee thing. And like the various signs, as I mentioned before, we have home accents, pillow covers. As far as the home decor, a variety of Christmas, and we do have, we even have sunglasses in there right now, for men and women. I'd like everyone to feel like they could come in there and find a little something, and I do have a baby section for newborns with a few rattles. And toys as well as swaddles.
So you're pretty much to cover anything that anyone needs.
I am trying to diversify, yes, and cover their needs.
Well, I'm going to read the birthdays off now, and we're going to come back in a minute, and we're going to we may go through some of the things that are going to be happening here in Salina. I think that you are as a member of our Merchants Association that we have going, and I know y'all have a bunch of things planned. And I know you probably weren't planning to talk about all of them.
But you're
pretty good at talking.
We've got a full December.
Okay, we'll be right back here in just a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Involved. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Pam, let's talk a little bit about the Merchants Association. What's the official name of the group?
I don't think there is a name. Everybody just sort of gets together and comes up with ideals, and then we just hit on. But I don't think the group has a name.
You know, and sometimes that's not a bad idea, where kind of you come in there and everyone feels like that, hey, this is a place of equality for all of us to speak our mind and to talk and to kind of throw some ideas out for not only for myself but for the entire business community here in Salina. And I do know, just touching on it, kind of a rough spot. We have had competition sometimes between the various merchants and things, and that seemed like, didn't get along and that kind of thing, and we ain't got enough to argue.
Yeah, true. We don't have enough to argue. And that's kind of why we want to support each other. And so just everybody, there's just not, it's just a meeting of minds.
Okay, I've got the little flyer here now. And of downtown city of Salina, Christmas open house. We've got down here, and you said you didn't know anything. We've got shopping, games, and food. I'm not sure exactly what kind of games they've come up with or that you all have come up with, and I know it's this coming weekend.
It starts tomorrow, yes.
November 10 and 11.
Yes.
And are we going to try to block off a little section of the street down here again, or the entire square, or?
They will probably, the food trucks, when they come, they will probably have a small section to allow for them. Of course, all the businesses that are around the square are going to be doing their open house. I'm up Blake Avenue just a little. I will be doing mine as well, and there'll be sales and refreshments and just.
Okay.
Trying to create the atmosphere.
And that involved, I guess, these are the names that are listed here on the flyer, and that is the Growing Girls on the Square.
Yes.
And that is one. I mean, they have just about everything in there.
You can think of in there.
From folks that are no longer with us to those that are still with us and enjoy coffee, or
yes, if you want to brew coffee, they have the greatest coffees.
Okay, and then our Shabby Rose Boutique, which is those ladies, they've been here for a pretty good while now.
They have been, and they're doing really well. They have, you can get your new outfit there. You get one at Daisy Mae's,
Okay, and Daisy May just finished celebrating her first anniversary here, and I know there's a big change coming on there, and I know that their lease has expired where they're at, but they have purchased the old building where Tony Day was at, and they're refurbishing that and going to move there.
They're going to move up a little closer to me.
And until then, during Christmas, they are going to be here in the courthouse.
Yes.
With our spare room here in the courthouse that we have, so with some of their merchandise.
Right.
I know there's not enough room to get everything in here, but they'll have their presence here through Christmas. And then the Red Wolf Trading Post, which is one of our more unique businesses here in Salina.
It is very unique.
And they have everything from knives to serapes.
Yes.
And a lot of that, you know, is, I know some of it is... blankets, things like that in there.
And the Shaw poncho type, in the bags. She has the Aztec sling bags or shoulder
body
bags.
Yeah, I know that. Lots of unique things in there that you usually don't find in a small town like this. And then, of course, your building there in Lake Town Living. And the square corner.
That's further up Lake Avenue, across the street from Scott's Best Way.
Okay, that is the group that was down here on the square at one time.
At one time, yes. And Kelly, she has a variety of things in hers, and she had lunches to go, and just a variety of merchandise in her store, too.
Okay, and, you know, and, of course, making use of the historic buildings here in Salina, and, like I said, we were, you know, we just got to get them to stop here and spend their money. And, okay, now let's look on down in Oka. Do you know how many vendors they've got coming in, or you all have got
they
coming
have,
in?
I think roughly about 20, and, of course, the vendors will be coming in on December the 9th when we do the Christmas on the square.
This
is open house.
This just open house this weekend. No vendors.
And the vendors will be your food that will come and set up. Exactly those, maybe four or five for the food that will be, you know, because we don't really have a big square, you know, the courthouse is the center. We've got some coming. I'm going to have the CNS Bakehouse up in my store selling their baked goods, their sweets, and they'll be up with me, and then there'll be a variety of others down here with the others.
You know, something we have kicked about here, and I don't know how it would ever go over, but I've always maintained that little section there where the Grovin Girls and Shabby Rose, that really should be shut their business day to allow people to be able to walk down in there without fear for their lives. You know, that is a real narrow street anyway.
Yeah.
And I think it might make a little bit of difference, but I don't know how that would go over.
I don't know how that would go over either. We are a walk-friendly town.
And I know another touchy subject, I think if we ever get all the log trucks off the square and where people feel safe to park down at the back of Salina's parking lot and get out and walk around Salina, because I know lots and lots of folks, there's quite a few of them now that actually park and get out, and some of them will spend a half a day or most of a day here just walking around and looking around. And I know we have a lot of visitors that come in from the getaway out at Miles. And I know they send them to Salina to come and visit our shops and our businesses here. And I know that you probably already had some of those folks coming in.
I have. They come in just to see what they can see. They're looking for whatever.
And they're looking for local things.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of those folks, I mean, I know we've had folks far away as Michigan and California that made the trip to spend a night in a 10 by 20 little house on wheels out in the woods.
And they enjoy it.
On the Mossarkar Road.
Yeah. And they really enjoy it. When you talk to them, they really do enjoy that.
You know, that is something that, you know, of course, we have lots of things here in the county that a lot of our own folks don't know about, you know, that sometimes we need to publicize and work with. I know it's something that it's always been kind of a thing with me, and I would sometime or other, and we have talked about it in the past, and that is to designate the Dividing Ridge Road as a Dividing Ridge Nature Trail, because that is actually an old historic highway. That was the way the folks from Moss and Shattersburg got to Salina. They would come down that road all the way from out there. Not, of course, that's back before Highway 52. And the actual, like the Moss-Arcot Road, that was actually going to Butler's Landing, down to where the steamboats came in down there, because there wasn't any roads from there around the bluff on the river down there. And the folks coming from out in the Moss area, they would ride their horses and wagons over into Salina down that road. And, of course, one thing we've down through, we do have a gas line run down through there now, and it is a historic old road. But, you know, sometimes you get a little worried when a large landowner will come in and buy on both sides of a historic place like that, and the first thing they want to do is put a gate across and stop people from going through there. But that's something we've maintained for a long, long time, and that is keeping things like that open. You know, I know lots and lots of folks bring their side-by-sides, their four-wheelers, horses, and it's great mountain bike drive thing, but, you know, we have things like that that we don't even advertise that a lot of people use. And I think sometimes, you know, we need to do a little more advertising on that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, now, going on down, let's see, we've got a, what have you all got coming up after that?
Well, December the 9th is when, December the 9th and the 16th, we are going to do Christmas on the Square. And both these dates, the square will be blocked off, and we've got about 25-30 vendors that will be set up, and it will just be for Christmas and just a variety. What food? We'll have food. We'll have, you know, some people will bring in probably their jellies, their homemade jellies, and again the baked goods. We'll have T-shirt vendors, and then people will be setting up with just whatever they have in their boutiques. They're coming. You know, you'll see a lot more of the local artisans in there. There will be people that do their homemade signs and door hangers and stuff that will be coming to set up, in jewelry vendors.
You know, we're kind of getting back to what we started here a number of years ago with our mistletoe market here. We had vendors inside the courthouse, but, you know, we were kind of limited then in space here, and now we're definitely limited now with, you know, with our Rolly Hole Marble Museum here, and the radio station is kind of taking up one of the rooms, but we were still going to have one room there that we will either designate for something, or we will rent it out to folks who want to come in and spend a month here in the courthouse and have their business here. I know we had the ladies that were here for quite a while, for a little over a year, and had a tremendous business, but I guess we had to take up part of the room that they were using for the Rolly Hole Marble Museum. And, you know, we've got some big news coming up on that in the courthouse that, you know, we'll try to have that open as much as we can, open off and on through Christmas for folks to come in and take a look at all the improvements that have been made here, come up and look at the theater. And I know we're working on a Christmas show once again that we have done for a number of years, and more, I think more maybe a variety show this year. But we're looking, you know, to once again be able to do you know, our Christmas plays and things that we did forever. And then we've done a bunch of work up there. You know, we've got stage curtain, new computer-controlled lighting system, and we have cleaned the balcony out, and we're working on bringing, this is kind of a touch of history also, of bringing the auditorium chairs from the old Salina High School auditorium and put some of those up in the balcony up there. And we'll try to get that repainted, and hopefully before long we're going to have the new floor down here, get a lot of our windows done. We can do some, just lots of work here in and around. And if you've noticed, if you come over and take a look at the courthouse, we have just repaired all of those bricks in the corners here that looked like they were getting about ready to fall out. So just lots of things going on. And usually I say, you know, if you see one of my vehicles outside, I'm here. But the wife brought me over this morning and didn't have a vehicle out. But, you know, man, we're working on trying to come up with a, you know, kind of a definite limited schedule of having the courthouse open, because we have numerous visitors that come by here to celebrate their wedding anniversary or something like
that.
They do.
And I know at Christmas time, it's always decorated up and people really enjoy watching around that. And then you play Christmas music.
Yes, we got the Christmas
and
music.
And people they really like to walk around and look at our little town and listen to that.
I think you ladies, you folks that own the business, I think you've kind of taken the responsibility on this year for decorating the courtroom.
Yes.
My back got a lot lighter there all at once. I had been a whole lot with my group. I had like Francis Rich and Beth. You know, we had been doing most of that ourselves, and we're looking forward now to more help.
Well, yeah. You guys always did a really good job with it. We got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the square around here is, you know, it's a very, very special place. And I know a couple of years ago we replaced the globes outside with some kind of, I guess they kind of look like what you would see maybe in New Orleans or somewhere, another antique type, just covers on them, which, you know, little things like that make a big difference. And we're looking forward to this Christmas thing now coming up. Well, we've also, I guess, in November on a Saturday afternoon.
Yes, November 25th. It's also our Shop Small Saturday, a day after Black Friday. We are going to be having our Christmas parade. And like again, it's Shop Small Saturday. So we invite everybody to come out and shop all of our small businesses here at 6:30 that evening. We will have our Christmas parade. Santa will be on the square, and it's my understanding that we'll have the tree lighting after the parade with Santa.
You know, that's something too. That, you know, we had one of the most beautiful Christmas trees you've ever seen here for a few years.
Yes, we did.
And we had warned folks about those trees, and the folks over at the nursery said, you do not cut the top out of these trees. If you do, if you cut the top out to hang a star on, your tree's going to die.
Oh, wow.
And guess what?
It died.
It did. And the one we've got now, it is growing. It is getting better. We keep trimming. And it may take a few more years, but it when we get it lit up, it looks great. Sometimes it doesn't look... It's not filled in real good yet, but I know that's just one of the things we work with here. But okay, and I know there's going to be got some prizes to give away during the...
We do. There's going to be some drawings and gift baskets by the various different businesses.
And the parade got some trophies for that, I believe.
Yes.
And I think I saw somewhere there was a listing of all the different trophies.
Yeah, they'll call it the best. The best decorated float, the best
the best this and the best that.
Best that.
Best
storefront,
stuff like that, yeah. And court, I think maybe the best, are we going to something like the best decorated horse or something?
Probably so. Each category, because I think there's going to be some Jeeps in it too that's going to be decorated.
And this is kind of back. Where will it start up on the bypass
it
again?
Start up on the bypass again. They'll start lining up about the subway on down
right,
to the dollar store, and then they'll come down Lake Avenue. It will end. Of course, they'll go on over the hill down to the Great Coat parking lot,
and then come back up Lake Avenue.
Yeah, it'll come down
Lake
Avenue.
Yeah.
To the square.
And remind everyone, you know, don't stop here on the square. Go on down and park on the other side of the square, down like at the sheriff area, down in there, park down in there and unload down there and get everything.
Right.
And then come back up here, I guess, for trophy presentations. Probably Santa Claus set up taking pictures.
Right.
And I see that we've got the... background stuff out here. We look like we're going to get some decorations back up on that again.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to a great Christmas here. And now, during all of these special weekends, the courthouse will be open for folks to come in and take a look at some of the things we've got done, look at the theater, go through the Rolly Hole Marble Museum. And like I said, we'll have, you know, music going on, things going on here around the square. And we invite everyone from everywhere to come by and enjoy a small town Christmas.
Absolutely.
And we, like I said, Santa will be here, and
yes,
we'll have a grand marshal, I'm sure, that will.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, great. Now, have we got anything else coming up that we have missed?
We've covered the parade, the open houses, and the... At the time, I'm not anything right now. There'll be Christmas sales the last week of December. I think all the merchants are going to have a big blowout sale.
Post-Christmas thing?
Just the week, probably the week before.
I'm looking down through your thing and see if I'm going to cross anything.
I think it's going to be, you know, like the 21st through the 23rd, the big sale of December.
So we try to get everything that we can before Christmas.
Before Christmas, y'all want to make sure you got your gifts.
I know back a number of years ago when I had a little picture framing business, and my Christmas time was always the best time because the big shops, that they quit taking things like the 1st of December because they were so far behind. And I can remember lots of nights in the afternoons on Christmas Eve, even I was still, you know, getting some orders ready for our folks here in town. And you know, that's something someone might want to look at again one of these days. I don't know where that business is still going very well at all, or not, whether you sell some prints and do some framing for folks.
I think he does pretty good with that still.
So, you know, there's, I know that, there are just so many things here in the county that even we folks that live here don't realize that business is here. And I know, I don't know if we, I think we still have some folks that are making pottery here. I know we still have things like that. And I know that we have, you know, folks that do woodworking here. Things like a lot of those things, and a lot of those folks don't seem like they're kind of shy about taking part in something here around the square.
Right.
You know, that's something we've got to overcome, because anyone that has any type of specialty business, I know we have folks here that make knives. I don't know if we have any broom makers left or not. And one time we had a couple of folks that made some brooms here.
I'm not aware of any broom makers, but now all these other things you mentioned, I can put a name to every one of them, and they, like you said, they're not shy, that they will come out.
And I think, you know, I know we have lots of folks that, you know, like our bee folks that are in business here, and I know they usually make it to just about anything we do here around the square, and they're just lots of home businesses here that if folks would get out of their home and come down to the square and tell everyone about themselves, that they might be surprised. Of course, they might get more work than they want. Sometimes that happens. Pam, we have just about wrapped up today, and I really appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate you having me.
And I've got this taken care of with our local non-computerized, highly organized system of choosing a winner for our birthday prize today. And our winner today is Miss Martha Lou Copas.
All right. Congratulations.
So we go over by the chamber and pick up your envelope and your tremendous prize. And with that, we'll say, you know, we've got everything, got the old barn about to shed it down and get everything taken care of, get everything back where it belongs. And, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you. And hopefully we'll meet you again here at the Clay County Corner at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.